Okay, by Larry's orders, it's Lag BaOmer. Chayir. May 23rd. Request. Your request is my command. Okay, we're in Banner page Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, so I put my marker back at the beginning. Let's just review that bottom. That was a test. You all passed. I was gonna say we're about bottom Yud Aleph. Let's see what happens. All right, just to review, we had the definitions of various words in Birchas Hananin, and this section is about Birchas Hananin. After giving us the basic meaning of the words, Volba showed us the Chazals quoted by Rashi about why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't strike the Nile and couldn't strike the Afar, and Chazal expressed it as L'melchut derech eretz biru d'shasas minei al tashti b'kolos. So let's just read that bottom section again. Mafliat hechen chiyuv hakaras hatov magia. It's incredible how far the obligation of hakaras hatov reaches. She'ein zechoshev kolam osa hatova margish ba'olo. That it's not at all important whether the recipient, the one who had done the good that you're being makir, recognizes it or not, understands that you're being makir tov or not. Also vis-a-vis water, sand, you're supposed to conduct yourself with hakaras hatov. And about the strictest of the strict, mitzvahs kibud av va'em, kasav hachinuch ki sharshahu hakaras hatov. The chinuch writes that its root is hakaras hatov. I mentioned in passing yesterday, there are sources that show us that it's not supposed to be only defined by that. The pasuk says in the source of Tibbers and Boaz Chanan, kavidus avicho asimach kasher tzivcha, Hashem Elokech, as Hashem commanded you. The Meshech Chachma says, I think there are others who say it also, but the Meshech Chachma says, Kasher Tzivcha, when that mitzvah was commanded, parents weren't really providers for children. The Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, and your food was taken care of, and your laundry was taken care of, and the notion of parents as the providers and the caregivers was not the same. And by saying Kasher Tzivcha, it means even if you're in an atypical scenario for whatever reason, that's more like Kasher Tzivcha, Chiyuv is still there. But that's the exception. But the Chinuch gives you general concepts behind mitzvahs, and generally there should be a sense of Hakaras HaTov to our parents. So he says the root of this mitzvah is Hakaras HaTov. As with all mitzvahs, when we say we're giving a reason for a mitzvah, it's not really the full reason, but there's a fundamental there. There's a karas hatov. The relationship toward parents should be one of a karas hatov. Emor me'ata ki midah zohi mishar she'adam. We can thus conclude that this midah is from the fundamentals of man. You should look how far it goes. It relates even to inanimate objects, and look how, when you get to the most prevalent and important of mitzvos, it's there. It's ubiquitous. Kol hakofer b'tavasu shel chaveiro. Anybody who denies the good, the favor of his friend, b'sof kofer b'tavasu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, we'll do the same toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a statement of Chazal. Arog yo lakachas mikol ha'bo'al yodo, ki'ilu zem magia lo. The person who takes from everything that comes to his hand as if it's coming to him. That expression, you know, it's, I guess you could say it's coming to him in English, but usually that means in terms of punishment. But in Hebrew you say magia lo or skupmer. It means I deserve it. The person who takes everything as if it's a given that I should receive it, that's mine. He doesn't have the sensitivity to feel that there's a favor, a kindness of my friend here. She hated him. He did good to me. Matanas on his gift. How will he recognize the good of Hashem? In fact, it's a classic idea. But Avraham Avinu is the Amud HaChesed, and Avraham Avinu is the one who recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, because he was, as Avraham said, he was attuned to Chesed. Avraham Avinu was very attuned to giving and having people receive, and as a bestower of Chesed, he was aware of Chesed, and he recognized who's giving all this to me in the world. In a whole world that had denied it, that was oblivious to it. Mi yodeya, who knows? Imlo hazika el habore, hamekanenes b'lev kol adam bari. It's interesting. He says this as if it's not clear. We don't know, but it could be. Who knows if, like, the yearning, the connection to the Creator that it nests within the heart of every healthy, he means like a psychologically healthy person. Mahusa hi akar zatov. Its essence is akar zatov. I think from the Chovos Levavos, it sounds very much like that is the case. Chovos Levavos predicates all a sense of avodas Hashem that a person should have an akar zatov. I don't think he just means that in terms of obligation. I think it means in terms of what we relate to. Chedvas hachayim, the mystery of life. I'm sorry, the joy of life. By his spalus and the being sense of being deeply impressed, pele ha'olam, the wonder of the world, ma'oros hakaras atov, rouse a sense of gratitude klapei mishen nasan lanu sachayim v'sa'olam, to the one who gave us life in this world. Eich nichye v'nene me'olam asher zeh yom yom. How can we live and benefit from this rich world day after day, rega rega, moment after moment? Mibli lahodos avor kol zos, without giving thanks for all of this. Avoda gedola chayvunu chazal. Our chacham gave us a great avoda. Levarach mea brachas bayom, to make 100 brachas a day. Lachzor mea pam bayom ala emes, to review 100 times the truth. Ki Hashem Elokeinu hu melech ha'olam. Hashem our God, the King of the world. Those are the common words in all brachas. V'hu shenasan lanu kol hana, he's the one who gave us every pleasure, every benefit. V'es ha'guf, v'es ha'neshama, v'es ha'torah, v'es ha'mitzvos. Body, the soul, the Torah, the mitzvos. The Rambam defines Birkos ha'mitzvos as being similar to Birkos ha'nenen, by the way. He says, just like you make a bracha for the benefit of an apple, you make a bracha for the benefit of having a mitzvah from which you derive ruchnias. It's a similar thing.
The definition of ananyan, is that something you got benefit from?
Yeah, well, usually we say brachas ananyan, we mean foods and smells, things, as opposed to brachas ha-mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. Brachas ha-shevach, which are just praising Hashem. Bracha on lightning. A thunder is praising Hashem for his might, but thunder doesn't benefit me per se directly. Ulam yisod ha'avoda hazos yakar satov. But the foundation of this avoda is recognizing the good, acknowledging. Umidazu einan nefredes l'chelek sheben adam l'makom l'chelek sheben adam l'chaver. This midah is not divided in Ben Adam Makom versus Ben Adam Chaver categories. If a person goes through life with a sense of I deserve everything I get, he'll be blind to what people give him. He'll be blind to what Hashem gives him. It's a midah that it's a negative midah that if one has, it's going to span all things. Hamida achasi, the midah is one. Va'kofer b'tavasa shel chaver is sofer luchba b'tavasa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. If he denies the good that his friend does him, he will end up denying the good that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for him. Ilozos, if so, ha'akdama ha'chinuchas, the entree, the introduction, chinuch-wise, la'avodas birkas ha'nenin, for the avoda birkas ha'nenin, he midas ha'karas ha'tov, is the midah of ha'karas ha'tov. May require changing one's view of things, being more sensitive. How did I get this? Was I able to get this on my own? Michtav lechizkiya melech Yehuda b'chalosa v'yichim mechalyo. Ani amarti b'dmi yomai elecha b'shar v'shol pakarati yesesh nusai. Amarti lo era Hashem b'eretz achayim. So in Sefer Yeshaya, you have the Chizkiah gets sick, and then he gets better. Hashem sends him a message. I don't remember exactly all the psukim there, but through Yeshaya, and then he has like a poem. So he says, "I was sick. I thought I would go to the gates of the abyss, and that I wouldn't." The point of what he's after is that he said, "Lo era Hashem be'eretz achayim. I wouldn't see Hashem in eretz achayim." Radak. Amarti lo era Hashem. Perish Rabbeinu Sadia inyan hoda'a. The Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, we have his commentary on a lot of Tanakh, and it's quoted by early Mefarshim. It says, what that phrase means is thanks. V'nachon hu. Ki re'os hakel hu ha'udav ha'shevach l'fanav isbonin v'drachav. Seeing Hashem means the thanks and praise that you give to him and thinking about his ways. I guess they're bothered by the question. What does it mean if he thought he was going to die? Why does that mean he wouldn't see Hashem? Yeah, if he's nifter, he'll move on. So it must mean he thought his perception of Hashem would be clouded, which there are which Rav Sadia Gaon defines is that I wouldn't have thanks toward Hashem. That's a tradition we have from Rav Sadia Gaon, and the Radak extols it. So seeing Hashem means thanking Hashem. Nifla ma'od l'misbonein, which is incredible to one who contemplates it. Eich u'bameh roim as Hashem mamish. How and by what do you see Hashem? Ba'akaras tovasa v'havadah. And recognizing his good and thanks. He walked through, oh, if only Hashem would show me something. Hashem's showing you something every day. You have to see it. Yeah, okay, we're running out of time, but he's going to say the idea that we're constantly given chiyuvim to recognize this, that we're supposed to utilize them, which is timely. It's time to doubt it. Okay. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it tomorrow, so I'll continue on Monday.
Monday is a holiday.
Oh, right.